Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Muriel Rosen, Operations Manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it's a very strange thing because I follow the numbers, obviously, every night that government is releasing. And I think I know more people each day that are being diagnosed than is being officially reported across the country. So are we living in two different worlds? What is going on?
I think we are living in two different worlds, actually. I think that there are a lot more people. Well, look, in terms of Hatzolah specifically, we know of many that are not signing up to the program, and that's absolutely fine. It's a person's choice. Those that are signing up, we can definitely see an uptick in numbers, which is strange. We don't know. I don't know if it's a new variant or the BA. We don't actually.
Let me ask you this question. When I had COVID, part of my thought process was I'm sick, I felt terrible, but I don't want to put a burden on Hatzolah because I didn't feel that sick that I felt I needed to be monitored.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if that's the right thought process, and that's what I want to know from you. Would you prefer people to get onto the program, or would you prefer them, if they don't need it, to continue as they are, and if they do need it, to let you know? What is Hatzolah's preference in this?
Okay. So, first of all, Hatzolah's preference is the preference of you.
Okay, great.
We are here to support you.
Right.
So whatever you want to do, we'll support. With that said, the program was designed to pick up early deterioration before the person actually feels it. And that's the whole idea of the program.
And that's been the success of the program, actually.
That's been the success of the program. So a lot of patients are now, I'm feeling fine, I'm not going to sign up. And for majority of them, they do well.
Right.
They feel fine and they nothing deteriorates. What we're seeing a lot is that people are signing up after the deterioration now. They're like, I was fine. And now, oh no, I'm not fine, let me sign up. And by that stage, it's like a play catch-up. Try, get everything sorted, to direct them to the right resources. But we're already 2 days behind.
It's so interesting what you're saying. Would you say then, therefore, that if you are diagnosed, and maybe if you're not a teenager, maybe if you're somebody over the age of, I don't know, 40, 50, 60, whatever it would be, just sign up. Because at least then you know that there is somebody, an organization who knows what they're doing. And when I think back to Delta, I can't tell you how many people told me that before they knew that things had turned south for them, there was an intervention because Hatzolah had the algorithms to tell them and had to be able to say to them, listen, we don't like what we're seeing. We need you to go to a doctor or a hospital. And it made a significant difference. It changed the trajectory possibly of their lives. So
look, we don't want someone signing up to the program and then not willing to partake in the program.
Right, absolutely.
The program is designed that, we will call you once a day or twice a day. We will send you a nurse. If we need, to do blood tests on you, we'll chat to your doctor, and your doctor will advise us to do blood tests on you, and we will be doing that. But if you're going to join the program and then, ignore our calls and not allow the nurse to visit you...
No. Then you need a proper smack. Absolutely.
And there's no point in that.
Yes.
So if people want to join when they have COVID... From the beginning, whether they're feeling great or not, it's okay. That's the point of the program, and we'll be willing to help them. We've got the staff, we've got the capacity. We plan for this. We can deal with 1,500 active patients.
But it's a commitment on your side as well. Don't waste your time, is what you're saying, actually.
Yeah, but if you do, you do. That's also okay. It's your choice, and we'll make it up.
No, man, Uriel, stop being so nice. What is wrong with you? No, there has to be that. It's a contract. There's got to be reciprocity. So if you decide that you're joining the program, and what you're saying is you don't need to be particularly ill, it's sometimes a good idea to have somebody monitoring you, even if you aren't that ill. Don't feel you need to be that ill. Don't feel like I did that, well, I don't want to waste their time because there must be more sick people sicker than me. That's flawed logic.
Yeah.
Because you actually don't know. So
it's not like the ambulance service. The ambulance service is there for critical emergencies.
Right. This is designed around that.
This is to catch you before you become critical. This is for the essentially, you know, good and feeling okay type of patient.
Right. But if you do sign up, then you need to be part of that program. There's a commitment on your side to take the phone calls, allow the nurses access, and make sure that you can be monitored properly. Otherwise, you are wasting their time.
Exactly.
You see, Uriel, that's how you had to say it.
So
in terms of community, and obviously you only know the numbers that you are seeing, but what are you observing within Hatzola, even and outside Hatzola, within the community? Are we seeing the amount of spread that I think we're seeing?
Look, I'll tell you in terms of numbers, in terms of new sign-ups per week. At the end of January, we had 55 new cases in a week.
Mm-hmm.
We then went to 81. Last week was 97. And this week, we had 93 so far.
Right.
There's definitely an increase in numbers. Is it ridiculous? No, because we've seen bigger numbers before.
Sure.
Although between waves, we've always dropped down to like under 50 a week. And we dropped down to our lowest drop after Omicron was 55 new cases, and now we're back climbing back up again. I don't know if it's just a small climb.
Or it's this variant. Or it's the sub-variant,
exactly.
I mean. Right.
Exactly. I suspect there are a lot more, but this is what we're seeing.
Are you seeing people reinfected?
Yes, we are. Funnily enough, we've got... I'm just saying, yeah, total in all our, since you could possibly get reinfected, meaning another variant, we've had a total of 122 patients reinfected that we know of. And that's if they signed up for a second time to the program and with the same details as before, otherwise we would have never been able to get
up. So do you have a loyalty program?
it's like a vitality thing.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
If you get to three, you get to gold.
Right, exactly. In terms of reinfections, what I imagine is that it's the original, it's Beta, it's Delta, and then now Omicron. Are you seeing Omicron, anyone that's had Omicron being reinfected, i.e. signaling that the subvariant is able to break through?
No. I haven't seen anyone recently that had Omicron get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about recent, so it's in the last 2 months, let's call it. I haven't seen anyone get reinfected twice. It's in the last 2 months.
Right.
That I know of.
Because that'll be interesting, because when we spoke to Professor Adrian Puren earlier this week, he said something similar to what you said earlier, was that the numbers seem to indicate that we're now dealing with a subvariant. The infection rate, the way in which it's spreading through communities, does seem to indicate that it is the subvariant. In fact, and when I spoke to Dr. Anton Myberg on the podcast 2 weeks ago, if I recall correctly, he said he believes it's around about 30% 2 weeks ago already with a subvariant, which means by now it's probably significantly higher. And what Professor Puren didn't know was if people that have had Omicron are susceptible to the new variant. He suspected not that they would be protected, but we don't have that information yet.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to know. But that is the status at the moment with regard to Hatzolah. Uriel Rosen, thank you as always, operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue.